Good evening. Kind of debated walking out here making a funny face, and you'll understand why in a second, but I decided to forego that. Tonight's talk is directed a lot to myself and displaying my joy for those in the world. Not for those in the world. We want the ones in the world to come to us. Already messed up, so here we go. But displaying my joy for those in the world to see. So try that. And this talk is more for Christians, but I think it's good to share. Now, the point is, we have a few commands regarding our attitudes. And I want to discuss that tonight. And we know that every command, and I think you might have drawn the line that I'm talking about attitudes being a command, and they are, and you'll see. There are two choices with a command. You either do it or you don't do it. Well, the first command for our attitude comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say, rejoice. Rejoice is to jump for joy. When was the last time you jumped for joy, especially because you were saved? The second is Philippians 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing. That is also an attitude, anxiousness. But we are to be anxious for nothing. Therefore, we are to rejoice. Well, how, Josh? In your own time, you should read Philippians 4, verses 6 through 9, and also Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34. And again, on your own time, but I think if we thought about that for just a minute and thought on the proper things and recognized that God provides and has provided, we would be better off in doing that. Now, question, did you know you can't rejoice and be anxious at the same time? Literal impossibility. At one time I was... I forget exactly what it was, but I was not happy on the outside. Someone pointed that out, and I said, "Well, I am happy." And they told me, "Well, tell your face that." See, you can't... you can't be anxious or unhappy and rejoice at the same time. It just doesn't work. I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Third attitude, contentment. That's from verse 11. Contentment is to be independent of external circumstances, contented with one's lot or with one's means, though they may be slender. With very little, we are to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere. And in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. That's the Apostle Paul speaking. When someone says, "Okay, so we're talking about being full and being hungry and having things and not having things, but I certainly didn't choose to be sick. I didn't choose to have a physical ailment." Your attitude about that, again, is a choice. 2 Corinthians 12, beginning in verse 8. Paul's thorn in the flesh. "Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will.'" He just chose right there. "I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure," he chose again, "in infirmities, in reproaches." We talked about that earlier, and I can't tell you how cool it was to have today's class. "In needs, in persecutions," again, "in distresses, for Christ's sake." Paul chose to take pleasure in those things. Not that it was all like, yay! It's not that it was like that. But he chose to have a good attitude about it for Christ's sake, to be contented with his state. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I am not at all saying that life does not have its hard trials. We understand it does. It does. 1 Peter 1 verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice. Though now for a little while, we do have to remember it is temporary. No matter how long a little while may be, it is still temporary. If need be, you have been grieved by various trials. We know that happens, and that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about attitude, your choice to rejoice, your choice not to be anxious, and your choice to be content with where the Lord has placed you and doing what's right with what's been given you. Now again, I say this is to myself because there are a lot of things that have been going on lately that have been quite trying. I've noticed myself from time to time. But I think if I chose, because this is something Stan and I know the stand that Stan, because of the elders, brought that to his attention, have been thinking about. I know if I chose to rejoice more and be happy and show it, and be anxious for nothing, because that's the command, be anxious for nothing. I think I could get more personal studies with people because they would want to know why I am the way I am. I've had to think about that. And that's me. Just some thoughts for us to consider. But if you are here tonight and need to put on Christ through baptism so that you can begin to partake in such joys in knowing Him, that is Christ, then we please implore you to come as we stand and we sing.